I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Stretched rescue teams in Turkey and Syria are searching for signs of life in the rubble of thousands of buildings toppled by a catastrophic earthquake. The confirmed death toll from the world's deadliest quake in more than a decade approached 12,000 on Wednesday. While teams from more than 2,000 countries have local emergency personnel on the ground, the scale and scope of destruction from Monday's 7.8 magnitude quake and its powerful aftershocks was so immense that many people are still awaiting help. Many Syrian refugees fled conflict in their homeland to Turkey, only to die in this week's devastating earthquake. They're returning in body bags, but their grief-stricken relatives cannot cross the border with them. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
They fled Syria's war, only to die among many thousands of others in the earthquake that struck southern Turkey and northern Syria this week. Usama Abdulrazak pulled his sister's body from the rubble in the Turkish city of Antakya.
She was pregnant in her final month. She was supposed to give birth in 2 days. She was supposed to go into labor. We pulled her out of the rubble, and her children are still under the rubble.
Local authorities will admit the dead into Aleppo province, but not their living relatives.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. President Tayyip Erdogan visited humanitarian tent city in the epicenter on Wednesday, consoling victims after the devastating earthquake. In a previous address, Erdogan admitted to problems with his government's initial response to the earthquake in southern Turkey amid anger from those left destitute and frustrated over the slow arrival of rescue teams. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pushed for fighter jets to ensure his country's victory over Russia in a dramatic speech before Britain's parliament. From the Associated Press, Charles de Ledesma reports.
Do everything possible and impossible to make the world provide us with modern planes to empower and protect pilots who will be protecting us.
Zelensky notes that the British monarch was a highly qualified military pilot, while underlining the high value placed on his own fighter pilots as they battle Russia. Zelensky, wearing his trademark olive drab sweatshirt, urges allies to send his country jets, saying combat aircraft would be the wings for freedom. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union leaders are to meet Thursday for a summit dominated by migration, the economy, and not surprisingly, Ukraine. Reports suggest President Volodymyr Zelensky, who arrived in London on Wednesday, may attend the Brussels summit in person. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
The EU's two-day summit comes ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and days after top EU officials held a summit with President Zelensky in Kyiv. Zelensky wants several things from the Europeans: to speed up Ukraine's bid to join the EU, more weapons ahead of an expected Russian offensive, and more sanctions against Moscow. Brussels is also expected to unveil a 10th sanctions package against Moscow later this month. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Google published an online advertisement in which its much-anticipated AI chatbot Bard delivered an incorrect answer. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
Google's new, highly touted AI chatbot Bard has already made a boo-boo. Introduced this week, Bard was touted in an online ad by Google that ran in the company's Twitter feed. As for Bard's mistake, a Google spokesperson told Reuters, quote, "This highlights the importance of a rigorous testing process, something that we're kicking off this week, so that, quote, Bard's responses meet a high bar for quality, safety, and groundedness in real-world information."
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. A bus driver rammed into a daycare center near Montreal Wednesday, killing two children in what police believe was a deliberate act. One child died on the scene, another in an ambulance, Canadian authorities said, after several children were trapped under the vehicle when it slammed into the building around 8:30 in the morning. I'm Joe Ramsey.